This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Priya Badu. The Election Commission has said that around 200 complaints have been filed by various political parties and candidates since the implementation of the Model Code of Conduct. Out of the total complaints received, action has been taken in 169 cases. The Model Code of Conduct came into effect on 16th March with the announcement of the general elections to the Lok Sabha. The Commission said that it has received 51 complaints from BJP, 59 from Congress and 90 complaints from other political parties. It said the Commission is satisfied with the compliance of the Model Code of Conduct by political parties and campaigns by various parties and candidates has remained largely clutter-free. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi has said that Congress and its allies are trying to use the Constitution as a weapon for their political benefit. Addressing a public meeting at Gandhi Maidan in Gaya in Bihar this morning, Mr. Modi said, a false narrative is being created by opposition parties to mislead people that BJP will change the constitution. He assured that no one can change the constitution. He said that the BJP has tried to instill the true spirit of constitution among people by institutionalizing the National Constitution Day in the country. Prime Minister Modi said the nefarious design of the opposition will be defeated by people of the country through vote in the elections. The first batch of polling teams was airlifted with polling materials to 4 interior and remote polling booths in the state on Monday. These polling booths are in Pip Sorong Circle under Tali Assembly Constituency in Karadadi District. This was informed by Toku Bapu, OSD, to Arunachal Pradesh Chief Electoral Officer in a press briefing on Monday evening. He said the team will be stationed at Tali and from there they will undertake a foot march to reach the 4 respective polling booths. Mr. Babu said that for the remaining polling stations there where a foot march will be required, the polling teams will leave on April 17 for their respective polling stations from district headquarters. He also informed that in the state, 33 poll-related violence have been reported so far and cases are registered at the respective police stations. He added that one person has lost his life in a poll-related violence in West Kameng district. There is a news circulated in WhatsApp and other social media about restricting vehicular movement from Itanagar to other places on 18th and 19th April is termed as fake news by the Chief Electoral Officer, Arunachal Pradesh. Declaring it as fake, the CEO said in the official social media page of CEO Arunachal Pradesh clarified that no such report has been issued by neither Election Commission of India nor Chief Electoral Officer and no restriction on movement of vehicles has been imposed. Owing to the fake news, many voters of capital region have to rush for their respective constituencies, leaving behind other works. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast light to moderate rainfall, thunderstorms and lightning over northeast India till next Sunday. The IMD said these conditions will prevail over parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya during the next 6 days. As per the IMD weather report, rain is expected in the state on the poll day. Arunachal Pradesh is going to poll for 2 Lok Sabha and 50 assembly seats and voters have to be prepared for the bad weather during the day of the poll. Site security arrangements have been made in the state for the Lok Sabha and assembly elections to be held on 19th April. To prevent any illegal activities in the election, security forces and state police are carrying out intensive checking of vehicles and pedestrians in various parts of Pasighat East Assembly Constituency, Pasighat West Assembly Constituency as well as Mevo Assembly Constituency, including the border areas. East Siang District Superintendent of Police, Dr. Sachin Kumar Singhal, said that the police administration is fully prepared to implement the Election Code of Conduct. Dr. Singhal said that after 5 p.m. on April 17th, there will be a complete ban on election campaigning and strict action will be taken against those who violate it. The Arunachal Indigenous Tribes Forum has initiated a clean election campaign wherein all the federating community-based organizations representing the 26 major tribes have been entrusted to carry forward the clean election mission in their respective jurisdictions stated in a release. The campaign is aimed at curbing cash for vote, involvement of money or muscle power, threat or intimidation, spiritual invocations, gratifications, luring with power and authority, and threatening post-election action to the vulnerable, the press release stated. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.